Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, Chris, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as everyone continues to react and be super excited about the play of the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday afternoon in Cincinnati against the Bengals, especially, most especially, the play of Jalen Hurts. 16 of 20, finished 13-13 down the stretch, 3 rushing touchdowns, the big bomb, the longest by air yards of his career to Devontae Smith. Jalen Hurts, for the first time in a couple years, looked like that quarterback. He looked like that guy. He looked like 2022 Jalen Hurts. And the question now is, can he continue it? Is Jalen Hurts officially back? Is Jalen Hurts back to being a superstar or star quarterback the way he was 2 years ago? That really is the biggest thing I'll be watching for Sunday. Can he carry this over? And it wasn't just one game. You know, statistically, it's been 3 games turnover free, 0 turnovers in the month of October. Is more efficient in the month of October. Now, I didn't think he played particularly well against the Browns and Giants, especially the Giants. This Sunday, I thought he played well. I thought his pocket presence was outstanding. I thought his decision-making in terms of what he's going to do with the football and how quickly he's going to make that decision was outstanding. When he had time and he felt time and he made time in the pocket, he made really good throws over the middle to A.J. Brown, down the field to Devontae Smith. He did a really, really, really good job when he had that moment and the moment presented itself. And then when he saw that there wasn't going to be something there or potentially was part of the design, he just took off and ran. He didn't dance and wait and go backwards in the pocket and create a sack. Only one sack, you know, on Sunday. And now you look at some of the numbers for the season for Jalen Hurts here. And in totality, it looks pretty darn good as we enter week 9 of the season. He's 6th in the NFL completion percentage at 69.1, which would be a career high for him. He's 18th in interception percentage. That's a good jump up back towards the middle from where he was, you know, in the beginning of the year. His success rate is 14th in the NFL. Sack percentage, 25th. That's not good, but it's better than where it was a week ago. His yards per attempt, 6th. His yards per completion, 10th. His passer rating, 9th. His QBR, 6th. I could comfortably say right now Jalen Hurts has moved back towards that top 10 range of quarterbacks. You know, and that's the bar for me. It doesn't have to be Jalen Hurts plays like the second or third best quarterback in the NFL. I don't need to log on to FanDuel and, you know, feverently look at his MVP odds. I'll do that right now because we're discussing it, and it's part of, you know, where the market says he is. But 2 years ago, I had a 25-1 or 35-1 MVP ticket, whatever it was, on Jalen Hurts, and I thought about this stuff all the time because I wanted him to win, and I thought he was playing like that kind of player a couple years ago. This year, I haven't felt that. Last year, although he was certainly in the mix, and at one point, I guess he was the favorite to win the NFL MVP last year, it never really computed to me that he was playing like an MVP last year. I thought he was too all over the place. I thought his numbers weren't, you know, worthy of that. I didn't buy it. I thought it was a product of last year. The market really didn't know who the MVP was until the Christmas night game between Lamar and Brock Purdy. And they were just kind of placing every game the team that had won that day or had the best record at the end of that week. And Jalen Hurts was there. I never saw an MVP level player last year. I really never did. It was clutch in moments, certainly the Buffalo game, but so up and down. So many ups and downs over the course of games. You know, I thought his knee injury last year limited him a lot, and I just think Big Jalen played great football last season. Right now, I think Jalen Hurts just played his best game in 2 years. And the question is, can he continue it, and can he play at this level the rest of the season? By the way, just for context, as we are through the Monday night game, and now we're on to week 9, season awards over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Jalen Hurts currently has 20-1 odds to win the MVP. Ahead of him, Josh Allen is the favorite at +270. Lamar Jackson at +370. Patrick Mahomes at 5-1. Jared Goff at 6-1. Jaden Daniels at 9-1. CJ Stroud at 13-1. So you go by that, Jalen Hurts has the 7th shortest odds to win the NFL MVP award this season. And that's pretty remarkable considering how he had played in the month of September, all the interceptions, the 2-2 record, all of it. It didn't look good. But he's a quarterback on a team that's 5-2 right now. And when you're a quarterback on a team that is trending towards being a postseason team, you automatically get that kind of put next to your name. And if you do a lot, if you're a big reason for it, you get that put next to your name. So Jalen Hurts, 20-1 to win the NFL MVP. The question is, though, can he sustain? Is he officially back? Was Sunday the launching point to him playing like that the rest of the season and then firmly and legitimately putting himself in MVP discussion by the end of the year? Is that where we're at? And my answer to that is, right now, I'm not willing to go there. I need to see more. Very encouraged by what Jalen Hurts did, but I need to see more. Because a week ago, every single expert we either used audio on our show or talked to was concerned about the passing game and concerned about Jalen Hurts. And we talk about how this is a running football team now, not a passing football team. And then you go watch Sunday and Jalen played really well, but you wonder, was that just a one-off or was it something truly special? Because last year he had a couple of, I would say, I guess, one-offs. I would call the Rams game a one-off. He was very, very good, very efficient, MVP-like that game in 2023 against the Rams. I would say that Cowboys game, the home game, where they won by pushing Dak out of bounds at the end and big plays on defense by the goal line, that felt like more of a one-off for Jalen Hurts and how well he was going to play last season. He didn't sustain. And that is the goal now under Kellen Moore and this offense, to sustain this kind of play. Now, the good news is, and why it is certainly possible, you look at some of the defenses that the Eagles are going to play in the next month or so, these are not very good defenses. You know, I'll pull up the yards per play ranking they're going to face the next few weeks. So they're going to have an opportunity here. Now, I do think they're going to face, obviously, good quarterbacks. You know, I think Lawrence is the worst quarterback they're going to see for, you know, about a month now. But after that, it's going to be Dak. It's going to be Daniels. It's going to be Stafford. It's going to be Lamar. They'll have a very, very challenging, you know, slate of games coming up here, where they're going to have to play good defense and hope this defense that we got going on now is legit. It certainly looks that way. But in the next month, they're going to play Jacksonville. They come in this week ranked 31st in yards per play allowed. Then they go to Dallas. Dallas ranks 30th in yards per play allowed. Then they go to the Rams, who rank 26th in yards per play allowed. And then they go to Baltimore, who ranks 25th in yards per play allowed. The Eagles, over the next 4 weeks, Jacksonville, Dallas, Washington, Rams, Ravens. 5 weeks, excuse me. I'll throw Washington in there. They are now, in terms of yards per play allowed, the Washington Commanders are 23rd. So they're going to face, over the next 5 weeks, teams that rank 23rd, 26th, 25th, 30th, 31st in yards per play allowed. They're going to face teams that get gashed, that you can move the football on, and do it in a significant way. I'm also going to pull up opponent average team passer rating, okay, to see what kind of defenses they're going to face here. They're going to face the Jaguars, who are 31st in opponent passer rating at 111.8 on average. They're going to face the Ravens, who are 29th in opponent team passer rating at 103.5. They're going to face the Washington Commanders, who are 102. That's 28th in the NFL. They're going to face the Los Angeles Rams at 99.8, the Dallas Cowboys at 99.4. Context is part of this. Obviously, the Cowboys have had, you know, lost this year of Parsons and Lawrence. They get those guys back, their pass defense, I'm sure, will be a lot better. But, and by the way, the Eagles are currently 15th in that number at 88 average team passer rating, smack dab in the middle of the NFL. I think it's an important number. I brought it up last year when the Eagles were towards the bottom. It's very tough to win if you can't have a good efficiency number against the pass in the NFL these days. By the way, Chicago, Detroit, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, who the Eagles will see later in the season, Houston are 1-5, the five best in the National Football League. So that does highlight how well Jaden Daniels was able to play with that bruised rib against that Chicago defense on Sunday in Detroit. Man, if they keep that up with that defense, that's going to be keep it up against the opposing pass rush with the offense they have. That's going to be a lot. But back to Jalen Hurts. Can he continue this? Can he do it on a consistent basis? That is now the question. You know, I think Jalen has shown us over the course of this year, there's still a fastball in there. You know, we saw it week two with his legs against the Atlanta Falcons when he didn't have A.J. Brown and he was down his receivers, he was able to run the football pretty effectively that night. And he still had a burst in his legs that we hadn't seen for a while. And I think it was quite fair to wonder, is it gone? I still think he's a little bit of a diminished runner from where he was 3 years ago. That's natural. That's football. That's scrambling quarterbacks as they go from their early 20s to their mid to late 20s. It's probably more natural than it is alarming. Okay. But we saw when he needs it, there's still a fastball there. You know, on Sunday to Sunday basis, when I put my TV on, when I watch Jalen Hurts, I'm reminded so much of Steve McNair. I've said that since he first became the Eagles quarterback. He has a Steve McNair element to how he plays the game. He is a physical running quarterback who can make pretty throws down the field. That's who he is. He throws with touch. He throws with timing. He throws with anticipation when he's at his best. And it's the physical nature to who he is and what the team does around him. I'm reminded of the Titans, that era of Titans football, when I watch the Eagles. And that's because of Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position. So we know he still's got his fastball as a runner. And we saw on Sunday he still has his fastball as a thrower and an executor of the offense. He still has his fastball. But the difference between greatness and simply being good or pretty good or solid is how often you bring that fastball, how often you have that extra gear. And the schedule sets up now for Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore to take off. For Jalen Hurts, for us to wake up on, you know, in early December, and the Eagles to be fighting for the division title, a top two seed, and Jalen Hurts to be in the MVP race. It sets up now. Now we got to raise the bar back up for Jalen Hurts. So when I first began watching Hurts, and I want him on the field in 2020, and I was excited by his athleticism, his obviously his youth, his exuberance, his leadership, the way the players rallied around him, and what I thought he could be, it was a blank canvas. Then 21 arrives, and you see some of the reasons why he wasn't, say, a first-round pick. I mean, they never be the best player in the NFL, but you saw a lot of things that could make him good and solid and a winner and a leader. And I wanted to build on that. That's why in 22, when that offseason arrived, I wanted no part of Aaron Rodgers, which was such a joke. I wanted no part of Russell Wilson on his second team now since that offseason. Wanted no part of it. I wanted no part of Deshaun Watson. And I wanted to keep Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And I thought he would have a huge year in 22, and he did. And boom, we arrived and we had a Super Bowl. And I was in Arizona covering a Super Bowl. And then last year happened, and the knee issue and the coaching issues and the infighting and whatever the heck went on. And he just wasn't the same. And it looked like he lost his step. And I keep saying this. Is Jalen Hurts going to trend more towards Cam Newton? Career-wise, one special year and then okay until his body gave out. Or is he even more like Russell Wilson? I don't mean current Steeler Wilson, who's actually playing pretty well. I don't mean Bronco Wilson. I mean that run Wilson had where he and the Seahawks were relevant and contenders and went back to a title game, you know, and went to two Super Bowls. That Russell Wilson. Maybe not 2012, 2013 Russell Wilson. Maybe not even 2014 Russell Wilson. But there was a run from 2016 to 20 where they were still a very, very viable contender every year. That you thought, you know, this goes right, that goes right, they get to the Super Bowl. They didn't, but they were in the mix. And Russell had a lot of big years and kind of put the stamp on a potential Hall of Fame career. I think that's fallen off now, but a potential Hall of Fame career. Can Jalen find that? That's now the question. That's what he has to do. He has to find that consistency and be more like Russell 2.0 rather than just the one great year of Cam Newton. I'll be watching that so closely when we get to kickoff on Sunday. Can he build off what he did? Can he do it again? And can we wake up in early December and say, you know what? That was the springboard. That was the game that got Jalen Hurts this offense back because he looked the part. For the first time in a long time, Jalen Hurts looked the part on Sunday. He went into Cincinnati and outplayed Joe Burrow. There's no other way to say it. And Burrow played until the fourth quarter and the interception. I thought he played well. I thought Joe Burrow was moving the football well. They had a missed field goal. They had the fumble at the end. They had the play behind the line of scrimmage where DeJean took out Ja'Marr Chase. But I thought Joe Burrow made a lot of plays, especially early in that game. A lot of plays down the field and with his legs. But at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback on the field. How often will we be able to say that as we go on this season? So I wonder before the six-game stretch, how many games would Jalen Hurts be the better quarterback on the field? He's so far 1-for-1. Got 5 to go. Should be better than Lawrence on Sunday. And then the real tests begin, going up against Dak, going up against Daniels, going up against Stafford, going up against Lamar. The good news is those quarterbacks, their defense is behind them. Not very good. Jalen could, and if you believe, should light them up. By the end of the year, I just want to say this with conviction. Jalen Hurts is, without a shadow of a doubt, a top 10 NFL quarterback. We say that, away we go into this year and the future. Appreciate it. Listen, subscribe and follow the podcast. Of course, on YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.